Unit 7.
一听说训练。一听后选择。A. 听对话及对话后的问题，选择正确答案。
Number 1. What will your city be like in 10 years, Helen?
There will be more trees and fewer cars in our city.
Question. Will there be fewer cars in Helen's city? What will your city be like in 10 years, Helen?
There will be more trees and fewer cars in our city.
Question. Will there be fewer cars in Helen's city?
Number 2. What are you going to do, Bob?
I'm going to watch a TV program about sports.
Question. What is Bob going to do? What are you going to do, Bob?
I'm going to watch a TV program about sports.
Question. What is Bob going to do?Number 3. What will the weather be like this afternoon, Dad?
It will be rainy. You'd better take an umbrella.
Question. What will the weather be like this afternoon? What will the weather be like this afternoon, Dad?
It will be rainy. You'd better take an umbrella.
Question. What will the weather be like this afternoon?
Number 4. Where will you go for a vacation this winter?
My parents want to go to Sanya, and we will go together.
Question. Where will the girl go this winter? Where will you go for a vacation this winter?
My parents want to go to Sanya, and we will go together.
Question. Where will the girl go this winter?
Number 5. I think almost every home will have a robot in 5 years.
I think so.
Question. What does the boy mean? I think almost every home will have a robot in 5 years.
I think so.
Question. What does the boy mean?
B. 听下面一段对话，选择正确答案。
Frank, what did you do just now?
I just read a book about life in the future.
What does it tell you?
There won't be schools in the future.
No schools? Where will students study?
At home. They'll talk to their teachers through the internet.
What else does the book tell you?
There will be fewer workers because more robots will work in the factory. They will do heavy work instead of workers.
Sounds great. People will have more free time.
Yes, people will need to work for 4 days every week.
Frank, what did you do just now?
I just read a book about life in the future.
What does it tell you?
There won't be schools in the future.
No schools? Where will students study?
At home. They'll talk to their teachers through the internet.
What else does the book tell you?
There will be fewer workers because more robots will work in the factory. They will do heavy work instead of workers.
Sounds great. People will have more free time.
Yes, people will need to work.For 4 days every week.
Two, 听记转述。 A. 听后记录。听短文，然后根据表格提示和所听内容完成下列各小题，每空一词。在听短文之前，你将有15秒钟的时间阅读表格中的内容。听完该短文后，你将有2分钟的时间检查答案，并将正确答案填入相应的空白处。该短文读2遍。
Tom lived in a small village 2 years ago. There were many trees and birds in the village. It was beautiful. His house was near his school, so he walked to school every day. Now he lives in a city. But there is more pollution here than that in the village. He thinks he will be an engineer in 10 years. He will work with many friends.They will try to find different ways to make the air in the city cleaner and fresher. Tom lived in a small village 2 years ago. There were many trees and birds in the village. It was beautiful. His house was near his school, so he walked to school every day. Now he lives in a city.But there is more pollution here than that in the village. He thinks he will be an engineer in 10 years. He will work with many friends. They will try to find different ways to make the air in the city cleaner and fresher.
B. 听后转述。现在你看到的是上一节记录的信息表。你将第三次听该录音材料，请做好记录。听完后，你将有2分30秒的时间做转述准备。听到提示音后，你将有80秒的时间完成对所听内容的转述并录音。
Tom lived in a small village 2 years ago. There were many trees and birds in the village. It was beautiful. His house was near his school, so he walked to school every day. Now he lives in a city. But there is more pollution here than that in the village. He thinks he will be an engineer in 10 years. He will work with many friends. They will try to find different ways to make the air in the city cleaner and fresher.
三，模仿朗读，听所给材料的录音，然后模仿朗读并录音。现在，请你用40秒的时间快速浏览该短文。听完录音后，你将有70秒的时间做模仿朗读准备，然后你将有80秒的时间朗读该短文并录音。该短文读一遍。
What will our school be like in the future? I think our school will be very different in the future. First, there will be taller teaching buildings and more students studying inside. There will be fewer teachers in the future because we will study with computers. Teachers will teach us online. In the future, we won't do as much homework as we do now. So we will have more time to do our favorite things. In the future, we'll study at school for only 3 days a week. So the holidays will be longer and we'll be happier.